I think that radio has a very important part to play in preserving the traditions of the tradition, oral traditions.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, when you think about storytelling, storytelling is not even a tradition, it's the way, it's a way of life.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we organize what we sense and what we experience. That's how we deal with our physicality and its limitations in relation to how we relate to the past and the future, how we try to deal with the fleeting moment in which we live. You know, so it means that to be able to engage with the past, because you can't go there physically, we have to sequentially arrange those things in our lives that are important, that we select in an order that is retrievable as memory,
Yeah.
you know, and it's always in the form of story,
Yeah.
you know, and it is done orally. When you meet somebody, when we first met, we met through our voices, even though we could see each other, we understood what we are seeing of each other more when voice came into play,
That's right.
you know. So in my view, because orality is such an integral part of how we engage with ourselves, with others, and with our environment, even with technology,
Yeah.
you know, of which radio is one, you know, we can easily say that radio is a very, very important aspect of how we story, you
Yeah.
know, in a bit to engage with our physical limitations of not being able to go into the past and visit the future.